welcome, welcome to 5926 Central, with none other than your host, Shazam and Queen. She'll be calling. Shazam will be calling in just a few minutes. Until then, guess we could just talk about it, huh? You know, this life is funny. Oh, my God. We're in Houston, Texas, and when I tell you, baby, it is hot. It is hot. When you take off everything, and when I say everything, baby, I mean everything. And you're sitting there wondering to yourself, hey, why am I so uncomfortable? And listen, I'm a wig-wearing lady, y'all. Straight up. Lace front, full wig, whatever, full cap. Oh, my God. And when I tell you, baby, the wig don't make you out the car. Do you hear me? Yes. People on the side of me in the car are saying, this lady done pulled the wig off, y'all. And if y'all on Facebook or whatever, and you see me without a wig, list or they're videoing me taking my wig off, I want y'all to just say, hey, Queenie done had it. Queenie done had it. Listen, so welcome, welcome, welcome to the show again. Baby, but y'all hear me breathe, let me tell y'all. Baby, I done tussled with the heat. My God, I'm telling you, I lost. Listen, my wig lost and everything.
I was going to say who won.
Baby, that wig is gone. Listen, I tried it too. I said, I'm not going to let the heat win. I'm wearing this wig, baby, please. It wasn't even 12 o'clock. You understand me? I came out of work. I said, I'm going to go to lunch, you understand me? And I said, I'm going to go to lunch and, you know what I'm saying, head back, whatever. Listen, I got an epiphany in the car. My God. And I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to give y'all another element in this. I don't have air in my car. Jesus be a piss all around me every day. Oh, I'm telling you. Baby, I pull that bad boy off. Listen. Ooh, so if y'all see any videos going around the book or the gram where they showing this little lady in the car and pull her wig off and was bald head, that's me. That's me. I ain't listen. Straight no chase, that's me. I done pulled the wig off. Baby, listen. Houston ain't playing with us today. What you been up to today, Zam?
Texas ain't playing with nobody.
Baby, and Texas. Mm-hmm. And whatever Texas did to make God mad, y'all need to repent. Because listen, this is what happened. I read this post on Facebook and said, Lord, whoever you baking right now, they done. Hey, whoever you bake. My God, my Lord, whoever you baking right now, whoever you bake it, you know.
Yeah, they done.
Baby, then I heard somebody talk about a hot girl summer when it was cold outside. I say, Lisa, where them ladies at that was talking about a hot girl summer? Baby, I bet you in the house. I bet you in the house. Talking about, I'm a chill. Yeah, I bet you are. Got that play with that son. I started off the summer like a caramel brown. I was caramel, you know. I started off caramel brown, and you know that's a caramel foundation, right? With my makeup, mm-hmm. and all, I had to go get a whole new foundation. I was ebony. Baby, straight up tan. I said, look at me, I'm chocolate now, for real, for real. I mean, I was chocolate, but then, let's move on. Anyway, you what's going on? She said, okay, how was work? Was you at work today?
Yeah, I went. Work was work. I really didn't do a whole bunch. I got all my stuff done closer to the first of the month, so right now it's just I'm chilling, ready to go home early, but can't. So work is work.
Work is work, man. Listen.
Just doing what I needed to do.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be taking vacation next week. I try to take all my vacations, all my leave. They don't call them vacation, they call them leave. And listen, you ain't got to tell me twice to leave. You understand me? Matter of fact, you can look at me at the job, and you can look like you're telling me to leave. I'm going to leave for a good 3 to 5 business days. I'm going to take them. You understand me? And then this is a good thing about it. I haven't even tapped into my actual vacation time. You know, my actual, I'm on the leave. You understand me? I knew I had a good job when they just said, when you going on leave. You know what I heard? When you going to leave. That's what I heard. It's okay to leave. You know what I'm saying? Just get up out of here. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, going to be out of there. Now, let's see, about a month ago, I was out of there for 2 weeks. By that second week, it's like going on a cruise for too many days. You know, people be talking about, now, a three-day cruise, I can hang with a three-day cruise. But when you get to talking about, when you get to talking about 5 days, my God, I'm not doing 5 days. What am I going to do? I done swam. I done got on slides. I done played miniature golf. I done sat next to the pool. I done ate everything I could figure out to eat. I do that in 3 days.
Yeah.
By that fourth day, I can't stand the sun. It's too much water. Why is this boat so big? And this room so little? I can't. Help me, Chief. I'm trying. When was your last vacation, Sam?
Oh. Man. I had a mandatory vacation here recently, but, you know, it really wasn't vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then before then, it's like I may take 1 or 2 days here, 1 or 2 days there, you know, to get a long weekend. Maybe we go out of town, you know, maybe it's the grandkids' birthday and we just hanging out, you know, just for whatever reason. But I've never actually taken, like, a full week. 2 week, 3 week vacation.
Hmm.
So I don't even know what that's like.
Hmm.
But when I had to take my 3 weeks off, you know, by that first week, I was, you know, chill because I needed that time. But going on week two, I was ready to go back to work.
Yeah, that second week. I know what you mean.
I was happy when they told me I could go outside. that heat was what it was and did what it did. So, you know, I wasn't out that long.
Yeah, you was like, you know what? Okay, I'm good. I'm good, you know?
Yeah, but
I hit the second week. I'm going to tell you what happened. Okay, this is what happened. First week of my little 2 week vacation. The first week, I was like a fish out of water. I was like, I'm asleep. I'm finna go. You know how you tell yourself, you get crunk. I'm about to, baby, I'm finna, listen. I'm going to visit people, you know. I'm finna look. So vacation came and I was at people's house watching TV and I got sick of them, and then because I like to be at home. See, when you're a person that you fix your home up to be at home. See, that's why when you get a new place, when you get your place, you cannot make your place too cozy because you just might not go to work. Anyway, I was out of everybody's house, you know what I'm saying? And then I was too hyped because I was at people's house about what we doing. I was at people's house who was used to doing nothing. They was used to being on leave. ain't got no job, no way. So I'm excited. What we finna do, y'all? What we finna do? I ain't even got out the bed yet. What? By that second week, I was so mad. I was mad. And then I got mad because people want to take me places I'm going while I'm working. You know, let's go to the thrift. I don't want to go to the thrift store. I go to the thrift store while I'm, you know what I'm saying? I can't say that because I don't want to. I go to the thrift store in my spare time, you know what I'm saying? Not in my paid, time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to say, let's go to San Antonio, let's go to Dallas. Then I hate dealing with folk that get all crunk, talking about, well, we're going to go out of town. We're going to do this. Then all of a sudden you realize they expected you to pay for them to go out of town. Then you looking at
them. Go out of town.
Good. Baby, I say, listen, who?
That sound like bozo wisdom to me.
Bozo wisdom. Like, okay, you know, it brings my eyes out, because you know I love the Temptation movie, is when she drove up in their car and Blue say, ain't that our money right there? Can't you just divvy that up? She say, take your money. This is my money. The car is mine. But ain't that our name? That's ain't that our name? No, the car, the name, the money, it's all mine. Oh, God. I was discouraged. I really was. So by that second week, I was at home, you know, with a movie and a bowl of ice cream, just saying, this is the life. I had to be done with that. You know, what can you do? Anyway. So what you watch? Yeah, you know, we got to get into it. What you didn't watch?
I have watched, right now I'm into this Kung Fu series.
Mm-hmm.
And I have watched, dang, I can't even think. You shouldn't have asked me.
Dang.
Okay. Let me think. I don't know. Give me some things and I'll let you know if I watch it. Because usually when we do this, I say no to everything. But I just might say yes to something.
Okay. Let me see. Did you watch The Flash?
No, because I didn't think I'd be able to get into Flash. That's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I got suckered into it, but we're going to move on.
Flash and that Ant-Man thing.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. I remember we was talking about some seats at the movie theater. This what happened. I'm gonna tell you how I ended up there. So last week we talked about Transformers or something. and I got them mixed up because I was like, okay, one of these I watched at the movie. It was Flash. See how messed up that is? See that? That'll let you know just how relevant it was to me. You know, but I am going to talk about it because you say you ain't going to never watch it, so I am going to say something. So that was what we went to the movies with the magical seats. You know, seats kind of move and all that kind of stuff. Like I'm at the nail shop for 2 hours. So this is how it happened. So, you know, Quaylen was here, so Darion called, well, Chris called me and said, I'm picking you up. Now, this was Sunday. Sunday, I go to church, okay? Darion called, Mama, you need to be ready at 11:30. I said, no, that's not how it works. That's a Sunday. You know, come on, y'all ain't sleep. You understand that I go to church. So this is what Darion did. Darion hangs up. All right, Mama, then, all right. What time you got church? Well, let me call you back. So he hangs up, and I guess he tells Chris on me, turns around and calls me and say, I'll be through there to pick you. Not what you're doing. Not why you know, none of that. He just said, I'll be through there to pick you and Quaylen up at 11:30. Now, mind you, while Chris is setting my appointment for my ride, in my head I'm saying, I didn't say it out loud, in my head I said, now, I know I just told this fool I got to go to church. You know what I'm saying? So they all, you know, they all pick me up. Then he got to go. He picked up Darion and picked up, you know, because it's far away. So we get to the movies. So I say, my dumb tail sitting there, I didn't even think what we're going to. We get in there. So I say, I'm excited. I'm about to get some popcorn and a slushy. I'm trying to get one of these dudes to pay for it because y'all drug me up in here. So y'all been paying for stuff. Anyway. Oh, we watching The Flash. I said, oh, God. What? The Flash. Mom, we watching The Flash. Oh, God. See, I'm not a Flash person. See, when the series first came out, Quaylen was at home. So he watched it. So I got into it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not a Flash person. I'm not even a Superman person. You know, everybody excited about Superman. I get excited about Batman. And so Chris, I don't know if it's Chris, but I know it's Darion, Antoine, and Quaylen, and Marv. They like to get on my case because I'm not feeling Superman. So anyway, so I disregard Superman just like I do The Flash because I don't understand the point. But anyway, so I'm in there watching The Flash. Boom. The movie over. Now, let me tell you something about this Flash, which is all I'm saying. This dude done took off running. He done ran right into the past. Come on. Come on now. He done ran right into the past. He done ran so fast that not only have he ran into the past, but he ran so fast that he made his young self made sure he turned into the Flash. Then his younger self got caught in a time whatever. So all three people that's fighting each other is the Flash. See what my problem is? I believe that you run out of stuff. Like we was talking about John Wick. I believe you run out of stuff to do. You run out of storylines. So we're going to make you fight yourself. We're going to make you outdo yourself. We ain't got nothing else to write. You see what I'm saying? That's how I feel. Y'all didn't have nothing else to write. It's kind of like when Superman fights somebody else, super, right? Y'all can't kill each other. So I'm finna watch y'all tear up. See, and this is what makes me mad. You done tore up Metropolis, right? The Daily Planet. You done tore these buildings down so many times, and the city is out there clapping. Thank you, Superman. Who finna pay for this? He done brought all the aliens. See, these people coming here to kill Superman, okay? They tear your whole city up to kill Superman, okay? And y'all applauding Superman for saving the city when the city wouldn't even be in trouble. If Superman wouldn't, come on, wasn't there. Then y'all mad at Batman. Y'all want to call Batman weak, but at least Batman, with his bipolar self, at least Batman is a human being. Okay? You know what I'm saying? All his flaws. You know what I'm saying? And I think he should have been black. Batman should have been black. You understand me? Got a cool crib, you know. He got cars, motorcycles, you know what I'm saying? You know? He flaws. He dressed. He's off chain. So y'all going to fall in love with this alien that destroys everything. Come on now. Then he a coward. He ain't even go be, he don't even dress like himself. You go, and then this will be making me so mad about Superman. I'm sorry we got to get into this, y'all. But Zam mentioned bozos. So, bozo of the day, Superman. Because why, and I know somebody out there mad because I didn't put this show on a lot of stuff, this on a lot of different podcast things, y'all. Make sure y'all check it out on iTunes, iHeartRadio, all of them. We on all of them. Now listen. So, just gets on my nerves. Superman puts on, my Lord, a jacket and glasses, and all of a sudden, ninjas, y'all don't recognize this dude. Come on now, y'all tripping, y'all want us to walk around like we don't see this dude, you know, like we don't see Superman. Come on now. No.
I can't look with the glasses on.
Girl. I got me all mad. And then somebody gonna say something about Batman, talking about Batman only got a utility belt. Listen, that's why I'm telling y'all he black, he blue collar. You understand me? He understood. Hey, strap this stuff right. Okay, give me a fanny pack. You understand me? You won't talk about utility belt. You, come on. For real.
It's not the utility belt. It's stuff that's in the utility belt.
Utility belt. Come on. Superman, listen.
Batman
Superman.
Is a critical thing.
Yeah. But wait a minute, Zan. This nothing give me. Me and Darion got into this about, and if you listen, I want you to know, I don't care. I'm going to talk about your dude. So I told him that I told Darion that Hancock is better than Superman. Oh, Darion had fit. Oh, what you talking about? I don't know what you mean. Dude, did you watch Hancock? Listen, Hancock was drunk. And he stopped the train. He told my mom, Hancock could have killed everybody on the train. Don't matter. Y'all lied and said that Superman was stronger than a locomotive. No, he ain't. Hancock is, though. Hancock stood there. And the train got, come on. Come on, people. Superman ain't strong. He got to slide all down the track. He got to, you know, come on. He can't stop the plane. He can't put his hand up and stop. He got to be dramatic. You know, he got the plane, got to bring him all the way down to the earth till he, come on. Come on. Superman is a bozo. He's a bozo. And it's false advertising. It's false advertising. I'm just saying. Y'all don't get me started on this stuff. Then, y'all, look, then you got Superman. See, Hancock, when a woman get close to him, he get weak. That's logical. Understand me. When his woman get, he's, come on, that's logical. Superman, you, come on, a green rock, you know what that means. The little, that's his, they like to say that's his kryptonite. I like, that's his crack. Your little crack right next to it. You can't find Superman. Superman weak. You understand me? Hey, y'all do what you want to do with that, but Superman's bozo to me. They're bozo to me. You understand me? Yeah. Then Superman, instead of them giving Superman a reputable sidekick, Batman got Robin. You understand me? Like what he say in the car? Dave Ruffin say, Martha Reeves in the Vandellas, Smokey Robinson in the Miracles. Dave Ruffin in the what's that? Listen, Superman, they gave Superman a dog. They gave him a dog for a sidekick. You understand me? You know what I'm saying? They gave him a dog. Crypto. Come on. Come on now. Come on. then to make it worse, one of his nemesis is himself. Bizarro. Come on, sit down. Sit down somewhere. I don't have time. That's why Superman and Batman couldn't occupy the same space, you know, for too long, because Batman was like, hey, dude, you look. Your city celebrates you. You tear they city to pieces, and these people worship you. You know, the whole Daily Planet is, you know, make money off you. You understand me? Huh? I don't fool with him like that. I can't do it, baby. Mm-mm. Darian looking at me like, dang, yeah, I'm not playing with y'all with that. When I saw Hancock stop that train like that, oh man, Lex Luthor is bald headed and sick, and figured out how to kill Superman. You know, Lex Luthor, bald headed and sick, and you doing too much. Y'all doing too much. Y'all. Come on now. You, come on. I'll trip. You know. Anyway, enough about that. Mm. Yeah, so I was stuck at the move. You know, I was at. Oh, Lord. I was watching Go Ahead, Girl. Oh, they get so mad at me, but I'm sorry. I can't deal.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't. The only way I'll watch Flash is if somebody else is watching it and I'm in the room and I cannot go. And even then, if I have access to my earbuds, I watch a movie on my phone. I'll figure a way out. But that'll be one that I will not be watching.
Oh, I got one. I got a movie. Hypnotic. Did you watch that one?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I'll put the brakes on that one. What about A Knock at the Cabin?
See, that sounds crazy. No, ma'am.
You
that,
know,
that's
not even... No, I'm going to tell you this. I thought it was scary, too. I thought it was like somebody going to knock on the cabin door, come in, cut everybody's head off, you know, torture people, you know, ball people body parts and eat them or something. No.
All
wasn't
that,
even
that's
that.
Great.
Huh?
That's
but I thought it was going to happen. Because, false advertising. We need to come up with a jingle that says, false advertising, we should get it for free. False, that's going to be the jingle. I'm going to run that by the people at the studio, see if we can get some jingles going. But it's false advertising because when I saw the trailer for it, I thought it was going to be some killing, you know. Uh-huh. Well, it was some killing, but I thought it was going to be like, you know, I had to, you know, cover my face or something, you know. It was going to be some, because I don't do scary movies, not at night. I can watch them all day long while I'm cooking and all that, because I can duck in and out the kitchen or something like that. But just to sit here in the middle of the night with the house completely dark watching a scary movie is not, it's not me. It's not
okay,
me. No. You ain't not going to find me doing it. Mm-mm. And I don't like end days movies, you know, the aftermath, the Armageddon, the end of days, all that kind of stuff. I'm good. I'm good on that. I won't see none of it.
Uh-huh.
But, the cabin wasn't.
Mm.
Okay, have you watched that Jennifer Lopez movie?
Which one? She has multiple. The Mother?
The Mother. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I watched that one.
All right, let's get into it. All right, what did you think?
I mean, I thought it was decent, I guess. Most of her movies are. It's just crazy how I don't know. I don't know how she could not feel a certain, well, I guess she did miss her daughter, love her daughter, all that stuff, but she kept herself distant for so long that she couldn't really show it the way normal mothers show it. She showed it by keeping her safe and keeping her distant at the same time, if that was possible. But yeah. I mean, it was decent. So what did you think about it?
Oh man, I had enough. I really had enough.
You had it.
Okay, so. It was good. I just felt like, first of all, Amara Hardwick, what was you there for? What was Ghost there for? Did they want to show us another Latina he couldn't get? You know? What was you there? Then he got killed in the street again. They just won't let Ghost live, and I'm upset about it. I mean, you can't even live. I think he died before we even got to past the first 30 minutes. You know what I mean? So I was done for with that. It was a Jennifer Lopez special. That's what I think. I hope it's her last fighting movie. Where she got to beat people up and kill them. I hope it's the last one. I think that's her MO for movies, for most movies. Either it's going to be a rom-com or it's going to be, which she did make that movie Marry Me. But anyway, it's going to be a rom-com, or it's going to be, I'm going to beat everybody up for messing with my family. You know, I'm just going to kill everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. They made a real, she was real hard. She was, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, I wouldn't say it was a Mother's Day movie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
uh-huh.
Like, let's go see this for Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was full of action, though. I like action. I like a movie to get right to the action. You know what I'm saying? I don't. You remember that movie, damn, Long Kiss Goodnight or something like that with Samuel L. Jackson and
I remember the movie, but I don't remember the movie. I remember the name of the movie, but I don't remember the concept and the characters and all of it.
You know, the lady, she had lost her memory, and she had become a school teacher, and she was baking pies in this town, and she had a husband and a daughter, and really, she used to be an assassin. So, so Samuel, let me see how I put it. They found out where she was. Her old baby daddy found out where she was or whatever, but she still didn't remember who she was. So he dipped her under some 11 below water to shock her memory back. And when she came up out the water, she killed everybody. I mean, she was cold. I'm trying to remember what this lady's name is. Hold on, let me find it. But baby, let me tell you. Now, that's a mama. Girl, you got to see it. You got to look it up. It's called
Long Kiss Goodnight.
Long Kiss Goodnight. That movie there, hunty. I always wait a couple years before I watch again. Samuel L. Jackson's whole thing was beat to oblivion. But I thought he was going to die before. Gina Davis, that's her name.
Okay.
When I say kill some folk, baby, when I say took some folk out of here. So I brought that up because I kind of got a little Gina Davis off of it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she was, one minute she was Susie Homemaker. I'm not saying that Jennifer Lopez ever was, but the whole saving and protecting her daughter thing. Now, she tried to make her daughter tough. I like that. I like the fact that they put in there, you know, for the little 5 seconds she had of trying to teach her to survive or whatever.
Mm.
You know, and the action. I just felt like Ghost should have lived a little longer than that, you know? You know what I'm saying?
So did you watch Lou?
Lou. Oh, uh-huh. I did. Oh, I watched Lou.
That kind of reminded me of that, too, because the older lady reminds me of J-Lo, but her character in this movie.
Yes, I love that movie.
And
oh,
she didn't die.
Yeah.
She didn't die.
Yeah.
Although that's...
Even if she's trying to kill herself.
They made it look like she did, but she didn't.
Yeah. Did you watch Otto? What's his name? Otto?
I haven't watched Otto yet. It's on my list.
Yeah. I watched it.
I think it's Homewrecker.
Homewrecker.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. I got to find it. Look at me trying to put me out a piece of paper. Hold on. Yeah, I got to get all these movies down. Knowing my vacation coming up and everybody's been talking to us about what we finna do. You ain't finna do nothing. I'm going to be right in front of the TV. Real. What did we say? We said Lou. Long Kiss Goodnight. I'm going to put that in our description. So people that's listening, it's in the description, the movies that we are naming. You know. I know some of y'all watched that Long Kiss Goodnight, baby. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That movie was something else. What did we say? Otto. I mentioned Otto. We ain't talking. We haven't reviewed that one yet. Lou was good.
And then
The Flash, the Mother.
Yeah, and Homewrecker. Homewrecker.
Homewrecker. Let me see. I'm put that in the description. Is that one word or two words?
No. I also watched The Unforgettable, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Unforgivable.
The Unforgivable. I'm going to go watch it. It sounds like I watched it. I'm not sure.
You could have. You could have. Let me see what.
Yeah.
And right now I'm in the beginning. I started it at work, but I haven't finished it yet. I just got to the first 15 minutes. Pieces of a Woman.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I got to do that one.
Me myself, I'm really more like a, man, I like kick-ass movies, like the Series C that was
mm-hmm.
on Apple. I watched that,
mm-hmm.
and then The King on Netflix, stuff like that. Dang. And Chris got me on.
Wait, what did you just say? Oh, I got The Witcher. I'm trying to see if I don't know. I've been watching The Witcher, but it ain't doing the same thing
it
was doing before.
I haven't watched it yet, but that's on my list.
Oh, yeah. See, now, I didn't see. No pun intended. I didn't see the last couple of
episodes,
you know, shows, episodes. And girl, I was so mad. I was mad.
I think a lot of us were
mad. I was like, I can't see how y'all would do that.
Yeah,
I can't see it.
That hurt my feelings. But I guess they had to do it. Even if they were to come back with a new season, to me it still wouldn't be worth watching because, you know.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Baba Voss is out of there.
And don't nobody. And then you took the crazy sister out of there. Ain't nobody paying to see the son. Let me tell y'all something. That daughter. And I said, like I said, because I meant what I said. That daughter, I wanted to choke a snot bubble out of her. She jumped through the TV, grabbed around the neck, and just choke a snot bubble. For real. Because if you don't shut up and sit down somewhere, you're going to get us killed. You understand me? Be quiet. I thought he for sure. I thought when I can't even say his name. Baba Fa. Baba who?
B-A-S. Vaz.
Baba Vaz. Yeah, when he came back, I knew he was going to try to kill Sister Girl. I knew he was going to try to take her clean out of here. You understand me? But his wife, though, and Lissy, leave a message. In the chat. I'll open the chat if y'all want to. I ain't scared of none of y'all. But his wife didn't have no business being a queen. She had no business. She couldn't make decisions. You got to make decisions. You got to cut people's head off. You got to cut their hands and their head. You can't be sitting up there talking about, I'm going to grant you grace. They finna kill your kids. That's where Jennifer Lopez should have been at. Jennifer Lopez, she should have called. she should have found one of them old school phones. Somebody should have just felt their way over to it and say, "This got a dial tone. Look up J Lo, Jenny from the block." understand me. Jennifer, since you ain't got enough nerve to do it, look, then tell Jenny from the block. Wait, let me. Who killed it? So, what scared to do it?
Huh?
But Jennifer Lopez would kill the sister for, cause your sister, baby, your sister was overdue for a chokehold, for real.
And she kept avoiding death. That was the crazy thing.
Man.
Now when in that cave and that snake bit her, it was like you can't kill crazy though.
You can't kill crazy.
You have to kill crazy a certain way, and that just wasn't it.
Yeah. So I come home. First of all, your husband's standing there. You been married somebody else. You got mad because your man that loved you ran off. Where were you, Bubba Buzz? Girl, somewhere trying to deal with the fact. Girl, I can't. Then good. I don't know what she needed. I don't know. You know, because that was crazy. Then you gonna put your husband in the cage. Y'all need to go watch. You gonna lock your husband up, but you ain't gonna lock your sister up. Jeez. Your sister then gave you a nephew and a grandson. You understand me?
That's because she thought she was gonna get a baby with sight.
Oh God, Jesus Lord.
Nah, and Bumpkin, how about their dad just going all over the world just getting women pregnant to have sighted children?
Sighted children. Oh my God. Oh my Lord. Oh, and I wanted to tell the daughter, girl, it's libraries everywhere, you know. You tripping. It's libraries everywhere. Anyway. Oh, boy. All right. I closed the chat. Didn't nobody go off on me. So I'm going to go ahead and close the chat up. But, yeah. Girl, please. See that? Girl, I was through. Oh, I was through. I was like, he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that. You know. Then she talking about she go out to the empty that's the grass may never grow again in that area. Girl, sit down. I was so sick of her. Girl, she made me so mad. I'm so mad. Like, golly. So mad, girl. Okay, so let me see. Do you watch any Tyler Perry shows?
It's so redundant. I can't.
You know what I stopped watching?
What?
I watch Sisters, but I cannot watch The Oval. I cannot watch, what was another one? He did a long time ago. I think it was, it wasn't the Have and the Have Nots. It was the, oh my God, what was it? Swiss Cooking them used to watch. But these people lived in a neighborhood where all the houses were the same. It just looked creepy. I couldn't watch that. I don't know what it was called. But then I couldn't watch the cult series either.
The what?
Where he had the little cult, where the cultish people was doing little crazy stuff. What's the name of it? See, that's just let you know I'm watching because I don't remember the name of it, but I couldn't watch that either. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I couldn't get with it, but, you know, to each his own. you know, and congratulations to everybody that watched.
Yeah, thank you.
So what you think about him buying BET? Because you know I'm talking about Patti LaBelle.
What happened with Patti LaBelle?
So they called Patti LaBelle. Everybody trying, everybody, well, it didn't calm down a little bit, but everybody was trying to be mad because Patti LaBelle didn't finish, couldn't see the teleprompter to sing a song for dedication to Tina Turner. And Patti told them, Patti said, listen, I couldn't see the teleprompter, but I was looking good, though. You got to admit that I was looking good. Patti, baby, they talking about, oh, she could have did a better job. She started off good, but then she was like, no, 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 do, 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 do. I can't see y'all.
The woman is 80 years old. Get a woman some girls.
Calm down. Look, and then the crazy thing about it, she said they had called her at the last minute to do it. So they, you know, you got to have the words on the teleprompter. You got to have.
Not only that, do a song that people know. You know, don't do a song that really didn't hit the top of the charts. That really, the only way you're going to know it is if you listen to the album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because Patti could have walked
forever.
Yeah, because Patti could walk in, what's love got to do? Got to do. Anybody could sing that. What's love? Hey, but you going to Patti say, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. I say, I'm mad at y'all. I'm mad at y'all. Patti didn't know that song. I didn't even know it. But hey.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to throw this out there because somebody baby daddy is, not baby daddy, but boyfriend is mad because they went to an Usher concert with their whole behind out, and he felt like she's the mama of his children. She's the mother and his gal. You know, we say gal, and I'm country. Anyway, his gal, and she should have had clothes on. She shouldn't have been, she was dressed inappropriate or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Now, we got 5 minutes left, so I can't get ignorant. But what you think about that, Zam? Because she's had babies or whatever, does she need to put a muumuu on to satisfy people? What you think?
At the end of the day, do you? I mean, it. I could not care less than I already do about what people think. Mind your damn business. if you mind your business and stay out of mind, then you ain't got time for nothing else. You spending a lot of time minding your business. You ain't got a look. Turn your head. You ain't got to deal with it. You don't have to do nothing. And if it was your girlfriend, then y'all should have had understanding when y'all started dating. Then she could have said, well, nah, I'm going to do me. Because I'm going to wear what I want to wear. That's not an option. So, you know, deuces. I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try to give a little bitty take on it. Listen. This is my thing. That's her body. It belongs to her. I don't care who you are. That her body belongs to her. I'm so sick of people with this possessive thing. You know, it's her body. It belongs to her. Like, this dude want to tell me if, you know, I had made this shirt, right? And he told my woman. No, he said, where you going in there? My woman. What did I say? I ain't your woman. I ain't nobody woman. If I walk outside butt naked with a squeegee, that's my business. Whether I'm with somebody because I want you to get it in your spirit. I want you to understand. You know, I want you to understand that. You understand? Slavery was over years ago. You understand me? Even though we didn't know about it, you know, in Texas for 2.5 years, you understand me? But now we celebrate Juneteenth, which means that I'm free. You understand me? So whatever I wear is my business. And getting involved with you does not mean you got a right to tell me what to do, because I don't have to be with you.
All right.
Yeah, just say duly noted and go on about your business, because that's what's wrong with folk today. You think because you, I'm your boy, but Kiki was wearing cat suits. This is before the baby came. Before she got, Kiki was doing some risque stuff. She was on TV with no makeup on. You didn't say nothing about that. You didn't say put some makeup on. You understand me? Kiki was showing y'all she had acne, you know.
Yeah.
Then Kiki was doing her thing, and nobody said, Kiki, you a star, put some make, you know, come on. Mind your business. I love this song right here. It say, mind your business. Mind your, I ain't going to go all the way into it. It's a pretty good song. But, yeah, y'all be doing too much. Then people went crazy. Oh, Instagram and Twitter. That old Instagram and Twitter. She need to cover
grown.
It up.
She's grown.
She a mama.
Make her own money. She do her own
yeah.
thing. She's grown.
Girl.
She grown.
I was like, I don't know what kind of dope these people on. But hey. But y'all go
going out and they're not in public like that, and you don't know what they do.
But ain't it crazy though? Y'all, Cardi B got tons of kids. Y'all ain't said a word, and
yeah,
she ain't even on Usher. But she and to each his own with Cardi B. Cardi B got a song I liked when she first started. I ain't gonna tell y'all about it, but so I ain't capping on. I'm just telling y'all get yourself together. You understand me? Beyonce crawled across the stage, got me looking crazy. Now she be naked, half naked, fully dressed or whatever. And I ain't capping on Beyonce. Shout out to the Beehive. But what I'm saying is, why do y'all have a problem with Kiki stuff? I don't understand.
He is not this little Akilah and the Bee chick that they seem
yeah.
to think that is. She is grown up. It's just like
yeah.
Chloe and Hank. They're adults now. They're not little kids anymore on the Disney Channel.
Exactly.
You know? So people grow up and they have lives and they're adults and they do adult things, which is whatever the fuck
yeah.
they want to do. Mind your
exactly.
business.
When they want to do it. When they want to do it. You understand me? This dude say, women of a certain size need to cover up. Like they got mad at Lizzo. I say, so I asked him a question. It was totally off the subject. He didn't understand why I asked him. I said this. I said, so under my clothes right now, I got on a bra and panties. I said, can I walk outside right now? I said, how would you feel if I walked outside right now in a bra and panties? You would. I said, so I'm going to go in my drawer, right? I'm going to put on a bikini, right? I'm going to go outside in my bikini. Well, that's a bikini. I said, you so stupid. That's a bra and panties. What are you
yep.
talking about? I said, it's perception. Y'all accept what y'all want to accept. And y'all some dummies. That's the same thing. It's bra and panties. What's the difference? Because
yeah.
somebody put a different name on it? I said, he talking about, you get on my nerves. I said, okay, it's okay. It's all right. Just deal with your issues, your mama issues. your rejection issues, whatever issue you got that you try to project onto other people, deal with your stuff and stop trying to control other people. Ah, oh, I said, okay, you get up. Mind your business. Mind your business. Yeah. Oh, okay, then. Will you? You got final words for us tonight?
Yeah, pretty much the same. Yeah, just mind your damn business.
Mm-hmm.
Damn shit. And on the back, the flip side, forget what people say.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to mind their business.
For real. Because they can't do nothing to you. What they going to do to you? What? Wait a minute. What did Monique tell her? Hey, you can't beat me up. You ain't finna, what you gonna do, beat me up? I'm gonna say what I wanna say. I'm gonna go where I wanna go, and I'm gonna do what I wanna do. You can't beat me up. We finna fight because I won't do what you tripping. You tripping. I ain't gonna hold y'all no longer. Because I think Zam said it best. Mind your business. Mind your business. Or like we used to say when we were singing in the Sunshine Band at Rutsch. Oh. Sweep around your own front door. Before you try, sweep around mine. You need to. Ooh, I got to get it together there. All right, y'all.
All right, babe.
All right, sign us off.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Yeah, just mind your business and have a good night, and we'll see y'all next Monday.
Yeah. And, hey, we love y'all, but we got to go. Peace out.